Welcome to Talks from the Bible. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is set before thee, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Proverbs 23:1-3. The dainties of the king are deceitful meat. The pleasures of this world are deceitful meat. We must consider what is before us. We must take note of the things in which we involve ourselves now and the consequences that may come from such actions. The thorns in Jesus' story of the seed which was sown represented the cares, riches, and pleasures of this life, and that seed will bring no fruit to perfection. Luke 8:14. The world is a very alluring and deceitful place. What may bring us pleasure today will bring us sorrow tomorrow. There are always either consequences or blessings to choices which we make. We must be careful of the table where we sit and the meat which we eat. We are urged to be sober-minded, Titus 2:6. We are to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Titus 2:12. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer, 1 Peter 4:7. We must always be mindful that we are accountable for the table where we sit and the meat which we eat. Daniel, in Babylonian captivity, purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Daniel 1:8. We are exhorted, touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians 6:17. There is a distinction between the things of God and the things of the world. Deceitful meat can bring regret, sorrow, and guilt. The wise instruction is to flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. 1 Timothy 6:11. The dainty meat of the king can bring us to ruin. After being found in the river, Moses was raised by Pharaoh's daughter in the palace of Egypt. As he grew to adulthood, he had to make a choice, as all of us must. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Hebrews 11:24-26. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.